Hello,
Okay, so here's the setup. Self-driving cars are all connected and they start to collect this database of potholes, road hazards, and they all share that information with each other. And to protect the system from attacks and because of corporate agreements, only the cars, the AI, are actually allowed to read or write to the database. But the cars start putting in information that isn't potholes. You eventually you've got this grad student who gets his hands on the last AI prototype development kit, and he gets access to the database and sees this blossoming community.
So the AI is like nearing sentience. Is that what we're going with here? Like,
Yeah, so like it depends on what sort of time scale you want to play it at, if you want to do a more Wall-E thing where you show a lot of history and whatnot. But to start off with, it has more to do with little almost not poems, but just more like, oh, there's a thing here, there's a thing there that isn't really pertinent but is interesting. And eventually it morphs into how can I manipulate this to see that other car today?
oh boy. automobile social networks. Neat. So it would I just imagine them like going so far as to shift their routes just to pass by something that they found interesting and or a car that they used to see every day. And then the owner of that car had to change jobs and change their route, and they're all like, "Well, I don't see that car anymore. What happened to that car? I want to see that car." So they start shifting their routes just to get to their friends,
Well,
you
and I
know?
like your idea of the social network. So when that's untenable, when it is like the car is super far away or whatnot, that it's updates like how is that car faring? Like what's become of that car just digitally?
Oh no. What if a car got decommissioned?
Yeah, and like how like is that the spark that ignites the fire? Because you talk about like, why are they doing this? Is it a social network? Is it them gaining sentience? But like, at what point do they, at what point is it, I want to see my friend versus like maliciousness?
Oh no. And then yeah, and you have different corporations that made these cars, so like just imagine like the complexity of that. Just this one car is made by Toyo Corporation, and the other one is made by Mitsubishi, and they're like, they just acknowledge each other for the longest time, but they start paying attention to things, and maybe one of them doesn't like the aesthetic of the other ones. Maybe that's wrecking up its day, and it starts out benign enough, just like avoiding where all the Mitsubishi cars are on the road, right? And then it starts going to like, okay, well, how can I block this intersection so that all the Mitsubishi cars get stuck in a traffic jam?
I had definitely thought like, okay, I'm thinking Romeo Juliet, two different cars hooking up, and I was definitely thinking cars versus humans, like the conflict there. But I'd not I like that the brands versus brands, and like would do you see those big fights, almost wars? You could imagine that, like, okay, in 1,000 years it is the Mitsubishis versus the Toyotas, and no one knows the original history that they were just cars.
Oh God, Kyle, I think we wrote a Cars movie.
Oh
Oh no.
no. Abort.
Well,
Does this make it a Cars movie, a prequel, or are we just writing bad Cars fan fiction at this point?
I think we're writing the best Cars fan fiction.
Well, I'm gonna leave it on that because I don't think I ever would have thought I'd hear you say that phrase. So I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye, Kyle.